Welcome to the Financial Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how to build your practice from startup to scale up while being the kind of coach your clients crave. Finally, a podcast for financial coaches. Here are your hosts, Maria Casillas and Cody Sizemore.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Financial Coaches Podcast for another week and another incredible discussion. Cody and I are so excited to have you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just a quick reminder, we wanted to let you know that we appreciate all of your feedback. We love seeing the questions that you're posting for us in our Facebook group. So I'm going to take this moment to invite you to join that. It is free. It is the Financial Coaches Podcast inside of Facebook, and it says Buy New Money Habits as well. So you can use any of those keywords to search, and I'm sure that you will find us. Answer a couple of super simple questions, and we will let you right in. All right, so we would like to talk to you today about a phenomena that I'm pretty sure we've talked about on this show before, but seeing as we've been doing this every week for like a year and a half now, I think it's okay that we repeat ourselves a little bit, because I have a feeling someone hasn't heard this. So Cody and I would like to talk to you today about the compound effect. It is a book by Darren Hardy. I think that's the author of that book. And it's not something that I read every single year. I actually know of a few coaches who they make that their yearly read, because it really has so many great things in it. But it's just one of those things that when I read it the first time, it absolutely made sense. It stuck with me. And now I'm probably not going to quote it all super well, but I definitely have owned my own little version of what it is and how I see it working in my life. So Cody, I would like to chat with you about that today. How does that sound to you?
Sounds really good. I remember the last time we talked about this, it was a really good one.
Okay.
So I'm down.
Okay, good. So we have talked about it. That was correct. You have a way better memory than I do. This is where my like decade older than Cody comes into play here. So I thought we had, but I do not remember the actual conversation. So it's going to be like talking to me for the first time. That'll be great. What do you remember about the compound effect in general, and how have you seen it play out in your life?
Yeah, I mean, what I remember is that it's almost kind of like the topic that we just talked about in a way, with like that whole 10% kind of thing. To where it's like, hey, like if you were to just start something and you start stacking that on top of another thing, stacking on top of another thing, it can actually over time start to compound and really grow into something way bigger than you ever really imagined. And if I remember correctly, I believe that last time we talked about this, we had talked about this idea of like, which would you rather have? Would you rather have like $3 million or start with one penny and have it double every day for a month?
Kind of thing. Right. Yep.
And magic penny. You would think that the $3 million right now is the better option. But at the end of the 30 days, that penny doubling every day actually came out to like 5 million or something like that. I think it was
over 10.
It was something way more than 3 million, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that is the power of the compound effect, where it's like, listen, that is something that you can take as a lesson, not only with like finances, so like, you know, compounding interest and stuff like that, but also mindsets and habits and behaviors and things like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that I'm really glad you brought up the magic penny. I had forgotten about that until you mentioned it. But I think what's really important in that story is not the end result necessarily. It's that it took what seemed like forever to get that end result. And I think that is one of the pieces that oftentimes is missing. So it's funny, because when I use that example with individuals and we talk about compound, the compounding penny, like let's pretend it doubles every day for a month, I have to make sure I remind them that that's not how compound interest actually works. It doesn't double every day. So they're not like, how come this penny that you gave me is not $3 million in 5 weeks? So anyway, once we get through all of that, it's this idea that penny I almost wish we would have pulled the book out before hitting start on this, because I forget how many days it takes, but like after a week, it still sense, right? And then after 2-3 weeks, it's still just like a few dollars, but it's once that magic hits, it's like maybe 3.5 weeks into the month. And after that, like day 27, day 28, day 29, and day 30, that's when you see all the actual results. And I think that is the part that we oftentimes miss when we're talking about real life compound interest. So this whole idea of we start something and we plant the seed and then we water it and we let it grow, sort of, but we never really see it growing. It's still very much beneath the ground and we're like, I don't even see a little sprout. And so eventually we get very discouraged and we just stop watering it. And then we leave it and say, well, that was never going to turn into anything anyway, when maybe we needed to put in that effort for that 75% in order to reap the major benefit in the last 25% of that time.
Yep. So I actually have a metaphor to share, and I also have a client case study to share as well.
Awesome.
So I've been working with this couple for almost a year now, actually. And when we first started, their situation was like they had some debt, but they had a really big goal to build like a backyard barn, you know, and they probably need like 100,000 to 250,000 or something like that to like get it built up. Like it's like a bougie barn kind of thing, you know, all the bells and whistles kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we got into it and the first month went great with them. They have a really good income. And then the second month came and the husband, who is a firefighter, got injured on the job and basically tore his rotator cuff.
Oh,
so you can't be a firefighter with a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah.
So he was out of work, for almost 8 months, And, you know, he was still getting some income, but it was probably like 50% of what he was making with like all the overtime and stuff like that. So for like 8 months, we basically like the goal was no longer, hey, let's get this barn. The goal was, hey, let's have you guys break even every month, you know, or have like a little bit of something to do something with. Right. And that was very discouraging for them because month after month after month, I kept having to have these pep talks with them towards like, listen, trust the process. I know you guys are becoming like impatient with things. So month after month, they were getting really discouraged because they wanted to see all this progress. And they're the type of people who hold themselves to a very, very high standard, very high standard. So when they're not seeing progress, they tend to put themselves down quite a bit. So every month I had to have these like pep talks with them and just say, hey, like you're doing what you can. You're doing great. We're planting seeds, trust the process, like all this kind of stuff. Right. So fast forward 8 or 9 months, they, you know, he went back to work. They're getting, you know, transitioned back into like the foundations of their finances and stuff like that. And then finally, this past couple weeks, I had a meeting with them and they said, for the first time ever, we were able to save $2,000 towards our barn this month. And I was just like, oh, amazing. Amazing. And I was like, how did it feel? And they're like, it feels great. It feels awesome. And that is a perfect example of, you know, like planting that seed and not seeing anything happen for months and months and months. And then finally it comes to fruition. Right. And now, you know, like I always have my clients set a goal in between meetings. And I was like, what's your goal going to be this time? And she goes, or they go, we're going to save another $2,000, you know? So now that they got that momentum built and they're feeling it. And I think that's a really good like client case study of like that compounding effect, you know, towards like they put in all that work And it finally came to fruition. They didn't see it for months, not just 1 month, but months, almost a whole year. They didn't see it. And finally it came. And
Quick question. Go for it. I was just going to ask you, Cody, and you probably addressed this with them as well, but when you were doing those pep talks and stuff, it's interesting that they didn't see any progress, and yet they were learning how to live on so much less than what they were doing. So that actually was a new habit that probably allowed them to save more than they were originally going to be able to save. And that brings me to my question. Before he got injured and laid off, well, injured and then not able to work, what was their goal for saving for the barn each month?
A thousand.
So that all of that extra work allowed them to double that goal. And maybe you did say that, but I was so invested in your story that I had forgotten by the time you got to what they were actually saving. So yeah, I mean, that's incredible to be able to double what their actual thing was. And in less than 8 months, they'll have gotten more than what they would have gotten if they had stuck with the $1,000 a month.
Yeah. And I'm actually glad that you asked that question because I never actually put that together until you asked me. So next time I meet with them, I'm going to bring that up.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah. Because I think sometimes when we're discouraged, we don't realize that we're not able to put that extra money towards the things we wanted anymore. But if we have now learned how to live on less than what we were before, that actually is progress because we're no longer going backward. And that in and of itself can be deemed progress. So,
yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to share is a metaphor or an analogy. I always get those two words mixed up.
Me too. I'm about ready to just look them up when we hang up.
They're so similar. But this idea of growth without seeing quote unquote results right away, right? So like 1 cent turning to 2 cents, turning to 4 cents kind of thing, as compared to 500,000 turning to a million, right? Mm-hmm. Have we ever talked about bamboo on this show before?
I don't think so.
No?
But remember, my memory is not as good as yours. If we have, I forgot.
Okay. So this would be a good topic to talk about. And this is also something that you listeners can use as a tool in your back pocket for when you're talking to clients, because I use it quite a bit, actually.
Okay.
But the whole process of bamboo and how it grows is very, very interesting. Because with bamboo, once the seed is planted, it takes a long time for like the complex root system to grow underneath the soil before it ever pops its head through the surface of the ground, you know? Mm-hmm. So how long does it take, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you, it takes about 5 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's five a long time.
Years before you ever even know that the bamboo's there. And during that 5 years, it's soaking up the nutrients, soaking up the water. It's building that big and complex root system and all that kind of stuff. But it's just building before it ever presents itself to the world that, hey, bamboo is here, right? So 5 years it takes. But then the interesting part about bamboo is that once it does go through that five-year period of growth and it does poke its head through the soil for the first time, to grow 90 feet tall, it only takes the bamboo 9 weeks.
Wow.
To do that.
Wow.
And 90 feet tall, like that is tall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about 5 years in the dirt to then have 9 weeks of exponential growth, right?
Yeah. That's incredible. You're right.
Yeah. And that's something I tell my clients all the time. And that's something I mentioned with this client that I talked about. The process of bamboo, that sometimes growth doesn't always come immediately. But that doesn't mean that while you're going through the dirt, that it's not worth it or that it's not going to be worth it, right? Because it can and will happen, right?
Yeah.
So I always tell my clients, I'm like, be the bamboo. Embrace this journey, embrace the dirt, because you're soaking up all the nutrients that you need right now. And eventually you will sprout through, right?
Yeah, and what a beautiful metaphor or analogy for our listeners too, and you know, their businesses. I mean, think about that. They listen to us, and you know, my story is a lot different than yours, but even I listen to you and just see how fast you grew in the beginning because you just put so much time and effort into it. But that doesn't happen for everybody, and it's not as typical a story. And so I can see some people just getting frustrated and discouraged and be like, well, I can't do everything he's doing, but man, maybe it's going to take you 5 years to soak up those nutrients. And listening to podcasts like this, not only to gain the information, but to really start to like form what you think about something, who you really are, and then be able to see that exponential growth, you know, and that really is a really, really great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's real. So that's what's cool about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nature at its finest. You
yes.
know? So,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very good. Well, I mean, I'm sure that this discussion was different than our last compound effect discussion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at least we have that going for us. But no, I do encourage each one of you who's listening today. You know, I know we call to action sometimes on here, but not everyone is going to jump in this. I really do encourage you, if there's something that you either are working on right now, or you're hoping that you can work on, and you've kind of been working like, I'm hesitant to do that because I just don't know how fast it's going to grow. I really encourage you to let us know in the Facebook group. Let us know, maybe you've seen some compound effect already take place. Maybe you still feel stuck in that dirt for 5 years and you're wanting to tell us. But I think that as we start to share that information and those stories with each other, we're going to see that we're not in this alone. Other people are going through very similar things, and we can get encouragement from the ones who have already gone through the dirt, poked their head through the ground, and are already in that exponential growth. So I invite you to let us know that in the group and or via email. You can always email us too. So there you go.
Absolutely. Awesome, guys. Well, hey, thanks for listening this week. Thanks for being an Every Weeker, and we'll check you next week as well. Thanks,
guys. All right, guys. See you later.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Coaches Podcast, brought to you by New Money Habits and Sizemore Financial Coaching. Submit your questions to our hosts by emailing podcast@newmoneyhabits.com. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and join our growing group of like-minded coaches on Facebook. And until next time, happy coaching. Music provided by Summer School.